Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. You know, folks, one of the big debates that's going on right now, and it's going to be going on for forever, really, at least for a long, long time, generations at least, is what are we going to do about our energy situation? We've got increasing demand for energy. The world population is growing. The third world countries are becoming more capitalistic. They're gaining status and size and importance in the global marketplace. They're creating a middle class. For example, China's middle class right now is literally the size of the American population, the U.S. population, 300 million. Just the middle class in China is 300 million. And so when they get to that level, they want to use stuff. They want to drive cars and et cetera, et cetera. And so there's more increased demand for energy in the world. And we've depended on fossil fuels for a long time, carbon fuels-based fuels for a long time. And you know, there are some challenges with that. And so we got to be looking for alternatives to carbon-based fuels. And one of those alternatives is solar. And one of the guys who's an expert in that area is Ezra Green. He's chairman and CEO of Clear Skies Group, which is a solar solutions company. And we're going to get Ezra to tell us about solar in the 21st century. Ezra, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you, Jim? Thanks for having us.
It's good to have you here. All right, Ezra, tell us about solar in the 21st century. How is it different from what we used to see in the 20th century?
Well, years ago, like with anything else, any new technology that gets developed has a little bit of a curve as far as the technology advancements and the upgrades that are necessary and technologies that go along with it. The solar panels, the basic components of it, have remained the same, but different production techniques and manufacturing techniques have improved, which has resulted in lower cost panels. And the other components, like the inverters, which is also part of the high technology involved, they have increased tremendously in efficiency, from converting the electricity into a usable form from DC current to an alternating current, which we all know is the electricity that comes out of the plugs in our wall.
Now, Ezra, in the 20th century, most of us knew of solar as being these big clunky panels on the roof that basically passively collected heat and converted that heat into maybe heating water or just heating air that then got moved around. It didn't really do anything other than convert sun's rays into heat. Isn't that pretty much what it used to be?
Yeah, that was very popular, especially in the 70s, and it's used very heavily in countries overseas to produce domestic hot water.
Right.
That's what the United States hopefully is starting to change their way of thinking, you know, to that mindset where apartment buildings and residential buildings, where available, you know, proper sunlight is available. Mm-hmm. Utilize these technologies that have been tried and true and extremely
right.
cost-effective.
But you're saying now the technology is there for electricity, for solar, to be used to create electricity, not just passive warmth, passive heat, but actually actively converted into electricity.
Absolutely.
How new is that?
We've been using it in satellites in outer space since the 50s, where they've been operating flawlessly, obviously, for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, I would say, 10 to 15 years, the move has really been heavily towards getting it a more affordable. Companies have started to invest in the technologies to improve the efficiencies. The government tax rebates, which made it very, very attractive for businesses.
Well, the key is to get that technology into incremental applications, right?
Yes. Yes. We want to also get it into everyday life, make it a household word, not to be looked at as an expensive investment, but as a necessity for the environment and for the pocketbook in the long run.
So we can heat water, we can heat air, and we can create electricity.
Absolutely, and efficiently as well.
All right, but before we talk about the cost, let's talk about how it applies to the house. Let's say we're trying to heat our house. Let's say we're building a new house, and we'd like to look into solar as an alternative to gas or electricity in terms of heat. Let's talk about the aesthetics. Will solar be noticeable from the outside?
Yes, because it has to have unshaded areas, which means no trees or surrounding buildings. And although there can be some shading, but obviously that's not the optimum situation, but these panels are visible to the southern hemisphere. And for the solar electricity, it converts very efficiently at about 17% of the sun's rays that hit it. The aesthetics of it can be set up symmetrically, and with today's technology, there are also aesthetic portions that can be placed around it to help it blend into its surrounding roofing environment.
Now, if the back of my house faces the south, then maybe I don't mind it on the back of my house so much.
Right, exactly. If it's not visible from the street, most people don't mind it, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
On the front, there are some discussions about it, but...
But it really can't be off the building, can it, and do well?
Sure it can. If you have enough property,
right.
that's clear. Let's say a farm, a grazing farm,
right.
which we've put in New Jersey. We put it right in the middle of a cow pasture, and we placed just a small protective fence around it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been generating electricity now for about 4 years.
Is that right?
And they're thrilled with it.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Ezra to tell us about what are the cost comparisons? What is the investment? What's the investment return on investment on solar? And where's solar going? How big a deal is it going to be in our future as opposed to other alternative fuels? And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Ezra Green is our guest.
Hi, Jim. This is Joel Barker, futurist, author, and filmmaker. Jim, you set the standard for quality interviews because you are always trying to get the best information for your listeners while treating those you interview with respect. Congratulations, Jim, on the last 10 years. May the next 10 be even better.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. By the way, Joel Barker is going to be on later this week, I think on Friday. Joel Barker, yeah. A great futurist, Joel Barker. One of my heroes is going to be back on the show this Friday. Looking forward to that. We're visiting with a new friend. Ezra Green is chairman and CEO of Clear Skies Group, and they're in the business of providing you with solar solutions and alternative energy solutions through solar. And Ezra, tell us a little bit about your company and give us your website, please.
We're Clear Skies Group, and the website is clearskies.com. We install, design, engineer solar energy systems for businesses, residential developments. We do it cost-effectively and, of course, innovatively. We're one of the few companies nationally that does the Well, we do a lot of work in California. We're opening up in Arizona, Georgia, New Mexico.
So you're national. You're not just. I know you're based out of New Jersey, but you do work all over the country.
Yes, we do. We call it anywhere, anytime,
right.
Because the sun shines, we'll be there.
There you go. Okay, and that's clearskiesgroup.com.
Yes.
So folks, check that out and see what Ezra and his group are up to. What about the cost? What about the ROI on solar? Has the price come down to a point where, the efficiency of solar is not high? It's not you don't get it's not as immediate a benefit, I guess, as gas or electricity is, but because it's passive, because it's coming from the sun, the energy itself doesn't cost anything.
This is true.
It doesn't create it as fast. It's sort of like the turtle. You know, it's not the rabbit, it's the turtle energy, right?
Yes. It does take, in certain states, it can take 8 years to get your investment. But there's other areas of the country, it can be as quickly as four. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the size of the system, the cost of electricity in your area, because electricity in certain parts of the country,
right,
as Florida, is about 10 cents per kilowatt hour, when you have in California, it's literally double, by about 20 cents. Yeah, sure.
Wow.
And these are the areas which benefit the most. The average we've seen is about 13 to 15 cents per kilowatt hour, and these are all factors that go into the equation as to how, you know, long it takes you to get your investment back.
What do we have? Is there any kind of are there any compromises with solar that we have to? And by the way, don't you still have to have the regular furnace anyway, and the air conditioning and all that? So I mean, it's not like you can put solar in and then forego the other expense, right?
No, not cost effectively, but there are circumstances where you can be completely off the grid, as we call it.
Huh.
The grid being your local utility.
Right.
If you're in the middle of hypothetically Montana, if you have a summer home or you decide to move there and there are no electrical lines, you can have a fully independent home.
Hmm.
But that would be using the cost of having electrical lines brought to your house, as opposed
right.
to putting in an advanced battery system with an emergency backup generator, let's say.
Right. But let's just say I wanted to add solar to my house. I've already got an existing house, and I've got a 3,000 square foot house somewhere, and I've got 2,000 downstairs and 1,000 foot, you know, an attic type of space where I've got 1,000 feet up there, and I want to add solar to this. I've got a good furnace, everything's working fine, but I just want to cut back on my electricity, sort of help with the greening of the planet. How much is that going to cost the average person?
Well, we found that the average house, for instance, let's say in New Jersey or New York, would require approximately a 6-kilowatt system, which costs approximately $8 per watt. So that would be 6,000 times 8, which would be $48,000. Now, before everybody gets scared, you have some rebates that are available. With the businesses, if you had a $48,000 system, you would get an immediate 30% tax credit.
Uh-huh.
Plus, you have depreciation values. And, of course, the value of offsetting the electrical costs that you wouldn't be purchasing from the utility.
Right.
So these are all...
But for a residence, would I get any kind of a tax credit for residents?
Sure. In New Jersey, in New York, you have a 50% rebate, which is $4 a watt, let's say, in this instance. In New Jersey, they have a different type of program that they're just starting to come out with, where instead of giving you a complete rebate, they pay you for every kilowatt hour you produce from
mm-hmm.
solar energy,
hmm.
which can be approximately 40 cents per kilowatt hour, which is
right.
over double. So there's very nice incentives depending on what part of the country you're in.
Right. But this is not for, solar's not for everybody, though, is it?
No, not for everybody, starting with the shading problems. Some people
yeah.
who live in, like, wooded areas,
right.
it would be difficult to make it cost-effective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Ezra, and I'm sure we can find out more about whether solar is good, is the right thing for you, on your website, right? You probably got some information there on that.
Absolutely. Email us or give us a call. We're always available.
ClearSkiesGroup.com, right?
Yep.
Thanks, Ezra. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you very much.
Ezra Bye-bye. Green, ladies and gentlemen. I'll get him back and get him to tell us about what the new technology in solar is coming up one of these days. We're going to be right back after these messages with our good friend, Anita Rosen.
While our hearts were young.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.